So we've opened up a can of worms here. Here's the deal, right? Kerry and I are kind of united on this one. That
I like how you said that. Yeah. We are united forever, Darren.
Yeah, we are
this.
Gathered here today in solemn remembrance of Kerry's union, Kerry and Darren's union in honesty and truth about this. Because statistics show that most marriages end in failure, and also they end up breaking up families. They the children get affected. Then your friends don't know, family don't, they have to choose a camp and all of that. But imagine marriage was a situation where you said, you know what, I can give us a good 10 years with an option to renew. And then when you decide not to renew, nothing changes.
After those 10 years, those family members and stuff won't have to choose camps. Huh?
No, but Sky, what you're forgetting.
What am I forgetting? Please
tell me. After those 10 years, you can renew.
You can renew. If you really think this is the love of your life, renew it.
Like, you can still be together forever. The difference is that you're not
locked in. Why are you so upset with the renew option?
Because you guys are missing the whole thing here.
What's the whole thing?
The true meaning of a marriage. Why people get married.
Well, then, Sky.
Not to give it a time frame that after 10 years it must end. And if you still like each other.
Listen. Okay? We work with the stuff that's around us right now. If you're going to go and borrow from the original Hebrew understanding of marriage, then you must also understand that it's your responsibility to marry your brother's widow if anything happens to him. It's also, you can Father Abraham this one and have many wives if you want to. So it opens the door to polygamy. So you can't just cherry pick which part of the sacred institution you like and which one you don't. We're looking at the modern age, 2018. Surely we can renew the relook at the country.
Darren Moore, you know what, Kerry Miller, Darren Moore, let's find out what the rest of KZN thinks. Because I'm sure I'm not the only one on this.
No, I don't think you are.
How's it? Hey, Oz. Let me tell you something. I've been married for 40 years.
Yo.
If I'd killed my wife on the day we'd met, I'd be out of jail 10 years ago. Vare, true story.
Marriage is such a stupid concept. My husband is so, so, so boring. And if I could divorce him, I would have. But, I mean, he's got too much money. More money than sense.
Hey, guys, you know what I realized with you white people? You take relationships so seriously. Whether you're married or in contact, does it really matter? You're going to cheat anyway.
Oh. Does anyone want expired goods?
Sky for president. Sky, I'm backing you all the way. You are impressing me this morning. Oh. Really, really, really proud of your response to that question. Really. It's supposed to be forever. If you can't do it, then don't even try. Don't even try get into it.
Yeah.
Stay single forever.
Yes. Yeah. Good morning, Zasa from PMB. Marriage is a 16-year better, four worse, four richer, four poorer. After that, you can go pay as you go.
Hi, guys.
Fabulous. All right, listen. We have a poll on our website. Go to ecr.co.za and you have options on the poll.
So on the poll, it says, should marriage have an expiration date? There's just two options. Option one, of course, we often marry the wrong people. And option two, marriage is forever. There's no such thing as an expiration date. And just so you know, currently, one of those options is sitting at 37%, and one of those options is sitting at 63%. So do you think out of the box?
Go take that poll, ecr.co.za. Alternatively, you can give us a call. Which camp are you in here? You camp Darren and Kerry, where you think, listen, let's have an option to renew.
Or camp Sky and KZN.
Which is,
hey, we're living in a fairyland.
No, there's no fairyland.
Come and join us.
Get married for the right reasons.
For marriage forever.
Okay. And end up living in a
because
loveless
when you're 25,
relationship till you die.
Exactly. You know what you want.
Let's speak to Cindy. Good morning, Cindy.
Morning, guys.
Morning, Cindy.
Cindy, you agree with Sky Shabalala, yes?
Absolutely, all the way.
Okay. Tell us more, Cindy.
Well, you shouldn't get married if you're not prepared to make that commitment to each other.
I agree. 100%.
You should never make that decision because you're setting your marriage or your relationship up for termination. So why spend all that money on a wedding? Why get married even to begin with?
I agree.
Let's
do the first point. Let's do the first point, Cindy. Kerry and I agree with you. If you don't think that you can do this for the rest of your life, you shouldn't enter into the contract. We are agreed on that. But evidence shows us that most people enter into this contract without knowing that they can't do it.
Well, don't do it then. That's what we're saying.
Okay, so less people should get married.
If it's not for the right reasons, yes.
Okay.
I can take that. Cindy, the only place where you and I and Darren and Kerry differ is that we're saying if you get married, then it has to be for the right reasons and it has to be for the rest of your life, not a contract that is 3 years.
Okay.
That's the only place we differ.
Right. What's point number two, Cindy?
Well, if your marriage is rocky or you can't make the relationship work after a couple of years, you get divorced. But you don't start off a marriage with that mindset.
Yes.
Okay. So the only difference is you say you should promise forever with a 50% chance of failure, and also losing your estate, breaking up the family, kids are torn between which parent to choose. Your circle of friends have to choose which person in the relationship they're going to stay friends with, and then the other one not to talk to. As opposed to a contract that says, okay, we're not going to renew, but we'll keep life amicable and still be friends.
Well, if you have a contract in place that's going to be renewed every 5 years, I mean, how many marriages are you going to go through with kids involved? I mean, your kids have to go through all of that with you.
Are you saying that most people probably wouldn't renew after 5 or 10 years?
Well, you know, that's dependent on what type of relationship they're in. But if they choose not to renew and then they land up in a relationship with somebody else, get married, and that contract they want to renew after 10 years, I mean, you're putting your kids through all of that.
But you know what, the kids can, Cindy, kids are a lot smarter than we think. And even they pick up these vibes. And I promise you, those people that stay together for the kids are just making a lot more people unhappy. But I have a question, Cindy, are you married?
Yes, I am. I'm almost married a year, but I've been with my husband for 9 years.
Okay, cool. And did you go to a matric dance?
Yes.
Who did you go with?
It was with somebody else. I only met my husband 2 years after I finished matric.
Okay, so I mean, I'm sure your idea of what a hot man is has changed. Our idea of what you want in life has changed. Even what you wore to a matric dance, I bet you wouldn't wear that dress now, would you?
Probably not.
Okay, so things change.
Yeah, they do, but
and you adapt.
Marriage.
Yeah.
I mean, you stay with somebody like I did. I mean, I was with my hubby for 8 years before we decided to get married, and we got married for the right reasons. I knew that's somebody that I wanted as a partner for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm. And what if you're in a marriage and you just don't love this person anymore?
Well, you try and work through it as the best you can. And
do you have a time frame for that? How many years would you give that? 5 years? 10 years?
No, you can't put a time frame on a relationship. Darren, I just want to ask you and Kerry, are you guys married?
No.
No, Cindy, no.
Well,
but
then
we are
that
educated.
That explains it. Then obviously you shouldn't get married if that's the mindset you have towards marriage.
Well, that's our point, Cindy. We
think
more people should be like us and not get married.
I mean, a relationship has an expiry date. Just stay in a normal relationship.
Yeah.
Don't ever get married.
Totally.
After 5 years, if you're not happy, move on. But not when it comes to marriage. Marriage is a commitment. So if you're putting a contract on it, you're taking that value away from the commitment you're making to your partner.
Okay.
I'm all about free choice, personally. But Cindy, I really do hope you have a very long and very happy marriage.
Yes,
and I mean
thank
that.
You so
and
much,
you will,
guys.
Cindy, and you will, because you did it for
thanks,
the right reasons.
And well done on your opinion and your choice.
Thank you for calling in, Cindy. We really, really appreciate it. And we'll chat again in 10 years.
Yep.
No problem.
Listen, take the poll on our website, ecr.co.za. Would you take a renewal contract, or are you in the camp of marriage is forever? And we can continue the conversation on Twitter as well. We are at ECR Breakfast. Darren, Kerry, Sky, East Coast Breakfast.